Okay, so our question is, how can I teach my five-year-old to express anger more calmly? They just shout no and cover their ears when upset. How can I help them learn how to respectfully communicate even when they're upset?
Yeah, so our kids are having these really big feelings, and it's our job to sort of make the shift that this is because of a lack of skill.
Right. It's not that they're trying to be disrespectful. It's that they quite literally have these underdeveloped frontal lobes. They lack the kind of biological capacity to regulate their emotions. So there needs to be better understanding of what they're going through.
Right. So we're shifting our mindset to they're having a challenging moment and that they quite literally lack the ability to communicate what their needs are.
Okay. So what can we do to help them express their anger more calmly?
Yeah. So if we wanted to go step by step, step one, I would say we need to keep our cool. We're really setting the tone for the experience.
Yeah. We don't want to allow their tough time to trigger us, right? So we need to model what calm communication looks like. You and I talk a lot about this idea of co-regulation. If we allow ourselves to get dysregulated ourselves, we're just going to fuel the fire. So if we can just, step one, stay calm, we're going to be, like you often say, kind of lending them our calm, helping them regulate through co-regulation.
Yeah, so part of this co-regulation process sort of leads into step two, right? Where we want to be validating their feelings. Yeah. So this might be where we use a script to sort of help them along. So we might say something like, it's okay to be angry. I would be angry if I were you too.
Yes, because being seen, being heard, being validated will calm our nervous system. It'll help us escape that kind of fight or flight as we're not fearful of what might come next. We're being understood. Mm-hmm. And so this is all very kind of reactive in the moment. But we want to help them build skills. We can't really do that in the moment when they're in fight or flight.
No, we don't want to try to build skills in the moment.
So what can we do proactively?
So we talk a lot about using play to help our kids work through tough situations. So we might demonstrate alternative responses for them using, say, their dolls or their trucks or something else that they prefer.
Yeah.
Our ultimate goal is really to help them get their needs met. Right?
Yeah.
So we might model something like, I'm mad because, or I need space.
And so the big idea here is that play is where we teach them those skills, where they can develop those strategies.
Right. Because play is really less threatening.
Yeah. It's, our frontal lobes are online. The brain channels for learning are wide open.
And what's amazing is that we learn so much more quickly through play, which I think is something that people don't always think about.
Yeah.